You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Repairs with Cut to the Chase. We've got two of Repairs in the studio this morning. Kia ora to Nicola and Martin. How are you both?
Good, thank you.
Kia ora.
Hey, it's lovely to have you up here. We were just chatting off here. I think the last time we had a conversation, it was via the medium of the internet during lockdown. So it's nice to have you both in the studio.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It has been a while. And we're talking to you about a very exciting thing that I'm sure pretty much everybody is looking forward to at this point. It is the Others Way Festival, which is happening in September, and you're on the lineup, which is awesome. How are you guys feeling about that?
Pretty amazing, actually. Super, super stoked.
Pretty excited. Half the band bought tickets already, so.
Oh, fun. That's awesome. They're like, oh, hang on, we're on it. You can give them to your mums now and they can come along as well. It is a very fun night. For anyone who doesn't really know how the Others Way works, it's a big street party up and down K Road. All the venues that you'd normally go to on a Friday night open up their doors and you just sort of grab a wristband and float from spot to spot. You'll see literally everybody you know. You'll see bands you didn't even know existed, and you'll see old favourites and new favourites as well. Repairs, you've played many of these venues before, and you also have released a very cool record in the last year, Repeat Repeat. How would you sort of describe the vibe of Repairs? We just listened to a track, but how would you sort of describe your band?
Do you want me to take this one? Yeah? No, it's one of those ones without just using vague genre descriptions like post something or other. We just like making noise together.
Awesome.
Yeah, just like being part of it. It's just nice to be around.
How did Repairs come about? Was it just a bunch of mates deciding to make some noise, as you say?
Well, me and Nick are married, and I used to play in a band called God Bows to Math. The drummer in that band is currently over in the UK with three wonderful kids.
Awesome.
I started jamming with James, who was in another band that we used to play with, and then convinced Nicola to play the bass for us.
And, I mean, the thing I love about Repairs is it has, like, an amazing kind of catharsis listening to these songs. You feel very, like, releasing something, and that's very much the vibe live as well. How do you write a Repairs track? Who's in charge of that? Is it a bit of a mixed bag? How does it go about?
It's a pretty mixed bag. Yeah. We'd love to be proper songwriters, and
what is a proper songwriter?
After watching the was it Song Exploder, the Netflix version, Alicia Keys sitting in the studio. Oh, I'd love to be able to do that, but no, mostly it's just one of us will come up with some ideas, and then we'll sort of hammer it into place.
Cool.
As a band.
Yeah, James and I are quite lucky because we're pretty much on the same page a lot of the time. So
cool.
One of us will start playing something in the practice room and lock in with the other, and then Martin will go, keep going, I've got an idea. So yeah,
excellent. Well, that sounds like a very good way to make music.
Yeah.
And very sort of organic as well, and you all have a little bit to do with it. It's a nice product you get at the end.
Definitely.
Repeat, Repeat is a great record. We love it here at BFM. We've played a lot of it. How did you guys know it was ready to be a record? Did you have that in mind when you set out to make it, or?
No, we tried a couple of times to record an album, and we had a bunch of songs ready, and we kept doing it and just never got any traction. And then we ended up recording it ourselves, and half of it was all brand new. Just got in a room and like Nick and James would start jamming on something, and then it just turned into that. So it sort of just worked out quite nicely.
Yeah.
I know that's a cliche and not a very good answer.
No, it's a great answer. It's a great answer. It's a true answer as well. What would you say is, I guess, what spurs you to write a song? Because you've got a lot of, you know, different terrain that you cover in the Repairs track. What sort of, at what point do you feel like this idea is going to be a tune? Do you sort of have an understanding of that, or does it just sort of happen?
Do you want me to answer this one?
Yeah, you go.
I mean, I can speak for myself, and a lot of it is catharsis is a good way of putting it. It's the being able to perform something live has that ability to exist without past or future, you know, purely in the moment, the noise, the nerves, the sheer volume, and just focusing on the now. So usually for me, it's just keeping track of ideas and you know, something that would be good to shout. But how about you?
We do have a note open in our phones. It's got like random lyrics.
Nice.
And occasionally go back to go, what did I mean by that one again? But, I mean, I'm quite new, so this is like my first band proper, really. So it's quite different for me, I think. I'll usually have an idea of something that I want to kind of speak about and then try and work it out in the practice room with James and Martin.
Mm. I think catharsis is one of those feelings that you kind of get sometimes through listening to music or performing music. It must come through that writing as well. If you've got something that you feel like has been sitting in the back of your brain, or a weird feeling you haven't been able to get off your chest, getting it into a 2.5 minute long song and being able to thrash it out must be quite satisfying as a band.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Once you can get over the like imposter syndrome.
Oh, and, yeah. And
you know, countless rewrites of could this be interpreted the wrong way?
Yeah. Like, you know. The best and worst thing about imposter syndrome is I think literally everybody gets it. So like probably even the most successful musicians still have a little flavour of it.
Yeah.
It's just being a human, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm really keen to hear about who you're keen to hear at The Other's Way, because there are so many awesome artists. It's something like 50 acts now on the lineup. I mean, there's a lot of people to go and check out, but anyone that you're particularly excited to be on the same bill as?
I'm super hopeful that Cable Ties will make it over.
Yeah, yes. Fingers crossed, eh? That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
We saw them when they came over last time, and they played Whammy on a Thursday night.
Sweet.
And they were sick, but they were so amazing. Been watching all their live streams after their album came out, which is so good. So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed for Cable Ties. Yeah. It is, I think there's nothing like a surprise Thursday gig to be like the best thing you've ever been to. Be like, that would change my life. Thursday night. Who knew? What can people expect from a Repairs show?
It's quite loud.
Bring your earplugs, for sure.
Sometimes obnoxiously loud. I'm sorry. it's high energy.
Yeah.
We just like, well, I like jumping around.
Nice.
Our rhythm section likes to be a bit more solid. But, and then we like yelling things into a microphone and making a lot of noise.
Yeah. Not much banter in between, though. We're still working on the banter.
It's all right. I'm sure everybody will be able to fill in the space. We're going to listen to Pop Song now, which is another excellent one from Repeat Repeat. If people want to check you out on Bandcamp, repairstheband.bandcamp.com. Any physical versions of the album out in the world?
There's still a few left at Flying Out, I think.
Cool.
We're nearing the end of it. We did a really small run of it,
yeah.
Which was nice because we weren't really going to try and make a profit or anything.
Yeah.
It feels nice to be almost out.
Yeah. Sweet. That's a very good feeling. And of course, we can catch you live at The Others Way, which is happening on the 17th of September. Tickets are from Under the Radar, or you can pop into Flying Out. Grab yourself the Repairs record and also a ticket to the gig at the same time. Very good way to do it. And have a bit of a chat about how excited you are to head along to the festival. It's always something like buying a ticket IRL that feels a little bit more special, eh? Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's been really
nice to have you both in the studio. And we do love this record, so I think we're just going to dive straight into it. We'll see you on K Road.
Thanks.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.